particularly a kavod for me to introduce my rabbi, Rabbi Yisachar Frank Shlita.
So first of all, you can come closer. This reminds me of the Reshiva's Minchas Chinuch Shir, where everybody used to sit in the back because they were afraid that the Reshiva would ask them something in the middle of the Shir, and therefore everybody was in the back, and you say, Kum Nenter, Kum Nenter. I promise I'm not going to ask you anything, okay? That's number one. Number two, I just want to extend on behalf of myself and the staff of the Yeshiva, Bruchim Aboyim and the Yashar Koach for coming. You know, we see that now there's a concept of, by Aliyah L'Regel, of Yira Yeroya. You come to see, and you come to be seen. So you're coming for Chizuk. So it's a two-way street. I and the Rabbi and other get Chizuk from seeing the old Talmidim. You know, seeing, you know, someone, I haven't seen someone in 30 years, and it's a chizuk for us as well. You know, Yeshiva Ketana Hor is 91 years old. V'derech ha'aretz, as you get older, you get infirm. You shouldn't know from this, but that's the vagaries of getting older. But Ketana Hor, the yeshiva is 91 years old, and it's thriving. You know, the most oft question that I get asked is, how is the yeshiva different? How is the Bachram different? I keep on getting asked this question. I really don't have an answer. And maybe because I'm betaychet, I don't see it. But what I do see is that the Bachram are very serious. They're really very serious, you know. They're learning stark. They're not fooling around. They're not distracted. It's a very, very serious olam. I think more serious than it was 20, 30, 40 years. No offense, but it was, you know, all those years ago. I also want to mention that the Shir is being sponsored by Ricky and Kenny Klein, who are Talmidim of mine from Brazil. And they're sponsoring Lezecha Nishmas, their grandfather, who is Rabbi Yechanan ben Yekusil Yehuda. It should be a schus for their Zayden, it should be a schus for them as well. So it seems like an odd place to start out a Shira on Hilchas Chanukah in Hilchas Birchas Asher Yotzar in Orach Chaim, but as we'll soon see, it is in fact a prelude to what we're going to talk about. Rabbi Kivega over here, in the Hagos of Kivega to Shulchan Aruch, which is in the Yomar Mekaymis, Rabbi Kivega writes over here, Ochal Dovar Nischai Levorech Ubova Osa Tzrochiv Mavorach Tchila Asher Yotzer V'achar HaBruch Achrena. Very common case, a person goes ahead, is about to eat something, or he ate something already, then he has to go to the bathroom, and now he's faced with the question of what should he make first, Asher Yotzer or the Bruch Achrena. So Zochrim Kiveg, Rochal Dover, Nischai, Levorach Bruch Achrena, Vosat Tzrochav, Mavorach Tchila Asher Yotzer, V'achar HaBruch Achrena. You make first the Asher Yotzer, and then you make the Bruch Achrena. And why is that? Because of the old rule, the maxim of Tadar Rishina Tadar Kareinim, Asher Yotzer is more Tadar than Bruch Achrena, and therefore you make Asher Yotzer. Azezach Rabbi Kiveger. Then Rabbi Kiveger brings a suffix. Im Hitl Mayim Kareinim Birchas Amozen Tzorachiyin. Im Yakim Birchas Amozen Shehudai Raisa. If a person goes ahead and has a Shailah, he has to bench, and he has to make an Asher Yotzer. So even though Rabbi Kiveger just said that you make the Asher Yotzer first, but over here, where they're dealing with Birchas Amozen, they have said that in Miyachdim Birchas Amozen Shehu Dei Raisa, Old Mikomakom De Todir Adiv. So here you have a shaila of Asher Yotzar, connected to Birchas Hamosan. Birchas Hamosan is a deraisa. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiveger, maybe this is totally in the Gemara Shalom Masechta Zvachim of Todar Vekumakudish, Einem Enai, Heim Enai Odiv. The Gemara clears a shaila over about Dam Oila, Dam Chatas. So the Gemara has a shaila over there that Enoch Inami Torvish and Etodar Todar Kaidim. But when you have Tatar versus Mekudish, maybe Mekudish overwhelms the Tadir. So Rikvika Raisa over there says, Vekamad Raisa, Lekavid Rabbanan, Havi Kamo Mekudish. So just like the Gemara says that Mekudish versus Tadir, something is Mekudish, one could assume that Birchas Hamazon, which is a Deraisa, is considered Mekudish, Klapi the Asher Yatzar. Zokter Kiveger and Ifsik Berambam, the Mekudish v'Todir Yochal Lahaknim Eza Sheyirtze. The Rambam's maskana is that Todir versus Mekudish Eza Shemem Shemiyirtze Yachnim. So over here, when you have Asher Yotzar versus Birchas Hamazon, which is a deraisa, which is the equivalent maybe of Mekudish, the halacha should be, again, Eish Yirtze Yachnim, and you don't invoke the well-known rule of Tarvashin and Tarakin. That's what Rabbi Kiveger is musipik about. Now, he blies by a suffix. Now, which brings us right by sight to the shal which we want to talk about today. And that is Ner Chanukah. Let's say you have Asher Yotzar versus Ner Chanukah, which means you want to go bench Ner Chanukah. It's the time you set up your candles, your lights, whatever. And now you have to go to the bathroom. Now you have to make an Asher Yotzar. So what's Kaidim? Asher Yotzar versus Ner Chanukah. Why? Because that's like Rabbi Kiveger has a Shaila. Asher Yotzar versus Mekudish, and he calls Birchas Asher Yotzar versus Birchas Hamazon, which is Mekudish. So one can make an argument and say that Vibal Ner Chanukah has the aspect of Pirsumei Nisa, so Pirsumei Nisa is the equivalent of Mekudish. And just like Rabbi Kiveger is Mesupik, Asher Yotzar versus Birchas Hamazon, which is, may have a din of Mekudish because it's Deraisa, who a din, a person could make an argument and say that you have Asher Yotzar versus Ner Chanukah, which is Pirsumei Nisa, which is the essence of the mitzvah. Maybe you'd say over here that it's a din of Mekudish, and therefore you should go ahead and make the Ner Chanukah first. Now, Rabbi Kiveger over there is Mesupik, which one you could do, maybe Asher Yotzar, maybe Birchas Hamazon. Here, there's a tzad to say that if you bought it's Pirsumei Nisa, you must do the Pirsumei Nisa first. Which is over here, it's not just a optional. Here, there's a tzad to say you must do the Ner Chanukah first because Pirsumei Nisa necessitates that you go, that it has Kedima. Now, how do we know that? So we know that Rabbi Yisai from the very famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, which is also in the Amar Mekaimus sheets. Zot Gemara, Amar Rava, Pshita Li Ner Beisai V'Ner Chanukah Ner Beisai Odif, Mishum Shalom Beisai. Very famous Gemara. Person has, he's an oni, he only has enough oil or money for one light. What should be kaidim? Ner Beisai, which means Ner Shabbos, or Ner Beisai v'Ner Chanukah, zot the Gemara, Ner Beisai Odev Mishum Shalom Bayis. Gemara's maskana is, if you only have enough for one, you have to light Ner Shabbos, because Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis, and Shalom Bayis is Odev. I may add, Rabbi Yisai, as an aside, an anecdote, don't lose the track, that many, many, many years ago, I gave a drasha in town here on Shalom Bayis. So before I gave the drasha, I went to the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, and I asked them, what should I say about Shalom Bayis? So the Rosh Yeshiva told me over that you should say over the following maisa. The Chofetz Chaim Zatzal used to learn Hanhoga by someone whose name was Reb Nachum HaRodner. What did the Chofetz Chaim need Reb Nachum HaRodner? Because he needed for Hanhoga, which means he knew what that din is, but how is he naig? It was a tzaddik, he said, Eilam, Chofetz Chaim went to him. Anyway, Chofetz Chaim went to Reb Nachum HaRodner once for Chanukah to see how he's naig in Hanukkah's neighbors. It comes to Zman, okay? He's not lighting anything, okay? Maybe he's waiting for Tzeisa Kechovim. Comes Tzeisa Kechovim, he's not lighting, okay? Comes later than that, Vayter not lighting. So the Chofetz Chaim asks him, you know, what Zman are you, you know, 45 minutes, 72 minutes, I mean, what, 90 minutes, what are you waiting for? So Rav Nochum Avner told him, and he said, that my wife isn't home. And my wife likes to be here for Neir's Chanukah. So Vibalta Gemara says, Ner Beisai, and versus Ner Chanukah, Ner Beisai Odif, because you see, Shalom Bayis is Odif. So therefore, Shalom Bayis goes ahead and overwhelms Ner Chanukah, and that's why he waited for her. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva told me more than 40 years ago. That was the first really drush I gave in town. And for those of you who follow my tape series, that tape is 0001. Okay, so that was, I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. At any rate, so the Gemara continues over there, Pshita, Ner Beisa, even Ner Chanukah, Ner Beisa, Odiv Mishum Shalom Bayis. Fine. Ner Beisa, V'Kiddush Hayom, you only have money either for Kiddush or for Shalom Bayis, at the Gemara, Ner Beisa, Odiv Mishum Shalom Bayis. Boy, Rava, Ner Chanukah, V'Kiddush Hayom, Mahu. When you have Ner Chanukah versus wine for Kiddush, you can only afford one. Zot the Gemara, what do? Kiddush Hayom, what if the Todir? Oh, Todir? Oy Dilma Ner Chanukah, what if Mishum Pirsume Nisa? So here the Gemara goes ahead and puts out the shayla on the table. When you have Ner Chanukah, Pirsume Nisa, or you have Kiddush Hayoyim, which is Tadir, which you Zot the Gemara Basar Dboya Hoder Pasha Ner Chanukah Odiv Mishum Pirsume Nisa, which means Pirsume Nisa goes ahead and trumps, in fact, Kiddush Hayoyim. As that's Gemara Maskonas Gemara. Now, so therefore Lechayra over here. Back to our question of Asher Yotzar versus Pirsume Nisa, and one can make the argument that Pirsume Nisa is like Mekudish, so therefore it's Toter versus Mekudish, in which normally the Halacha is Eis Mem Sheyir Tzayasa, but over here the Gemara says you have to go ahead and do Pirsume Nisa because Pirsume Nisa Odif. So L'chayra Hoya Hadin Naisin, that over here, not only are you allowed to do Ner Chanukah first, but you must do Ner Chanukah first because Pirsume Nisa is Odif. Lat L'chayro, which we walk away from this Gemara. But that's not so poshut. Because the Gemara Shaila over there in Shabbos, when it's either or, either Kiddush Hayoyim or Ner Chanukah, we have to pick one of the two. And that is where the Gemara says that Pirsume Nisa is so choshev that it overwhelms Kiddush Hayoyim because you don't have the option of doing both. It's not a question of Hagdama. It's a quether of either or. When it's either or, there Taisa says, the Gemara is saying over here, Pirsume Nisa is odif because you can't do both. But that doesn't necessarily say that when you have Shaila of Kadima, you're going to do both. The only question is, which is first? You don't have a raya in this Gemara that you must do Pirsume Nisa first, and it just goes back to the original Shaila of Toter versus Mekudish, in which the halacha is Eisa Mem Sheyir Tzayatzev. So you don't have the raya. You don't have a raya from this Gemara. This Gemara is a raya. When you can do one or the other, Pirsume Nisa is always odiv. But this does not tell us when you have a Shaila of Toter versus which is first. There the Gemara doesn't make the statement that Pirsume Nisa is odiv. And the raya of Rabbi Isai is in this Tosis over here in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel, which is again on your Mar Mekaymus. The Tosis Mar Maskel Hoder Pashta, where Tosis goes ahead and brings the very famous Shaila near L'Rashba Cheshchal Reish Chodesh Teves Liyes B'Shabbos Sheish LaHafter B'Neir Eschanukah Mishum Pirsume Nisa. You have Reish Chodesh Teves Eschal on Shabbos. It always Reish Chodesh Teves always comes out during Chanukah. But sometimes it comes out in Shabbos. So, question over here is like this. What do you lane? which means what do you lay? What haftarah do you lay? Near Larash Chal Reish Chodesh Tevis Liyos B'Shabbes Sheish LaHaftir B'Neris the Zecharia Mishum Pirsum Nisa, which means it's Reish Chodesh and it's Shabbos Chanukah. Reish Chodesh we learned that the haftarah Hashamayim Kisiv Oretz Hadim Ragli. On Chanukah we learned the kapitel from the Neris of Zecharia. Which do you do? Sok Tesis over here. Shechal Reish Chodesh Tevis Liyos B'Shabbes Sheish LaHaftir B'Neris the Zecharia Mishum Pirsum Nisa. You do Neris the Zecharia because Mishum Pirsum Nisa. Now, why is that? So, Tesis gives several svaras. Zok Tesis, came in Shahamaftir, Kerry, Bishalchanaka, Yeshla, Haftir, Minishikorba. Number one, Tesis says, because what's the Seder of the Kriya? Parsha Shashavua, then Reish Chodesh, and then Chanukah. Now, the rule of thumb, Rabbi Isa, is that the Haftarah always has to follow the last thing that you laid. The last thing that you laid was Chanukah, so therefore it has to be the nearest Chanukah. Umasha Magdima, Likreis B'Shol Reish Chodesh, I Taisis Bavarns. If you tell me that the reason you have to lay that Haftarah because of Pirsum Eodiv, then how come when we lay the Kriya, we lay Parshas Hashavua, then we lay Reish Chodesh, and then we lay Shabbat, Chanukah? So if you're telling me that Pirsum Inisa is so great that it always trumps everything else, then how come in the Seder HaParshias we learn the Parsha Shavua, then Reish Chodesh, and then Chanukah? If you tell me Pirsum Inisa Vodav, you should learn Chanukah first. Zok Tesis, importantly, came at the Metzi Lamotzi Lameva Tarvayhu, Toder Pirsum Inisa, Avdine Tarvayhu, the Toder Koidem. Which means, whenever you have a question of either or, like we had in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, it's either Kiddush or it's in the Pirsume Nisa, Zot the Gemara, Pirsume Nisa Adiv. So when it's a question of either or, then in Rechinami, Pirsume Nisa Adiv. But what are we talking about over here in the Haftarah? In the Haftarah, it's either or. It's either going to be Shabbos Reish Chodesh Haftarah, or it's either going to be the nearest Char. It's either or. Mashein Kain. In the Kriya, we're going to learn both. We're going to learn on the Kriya Sater, we're going to learn of Reish Chodesh, and we're going to learn also Shal Chanukah. Oh, when it's a question of Hagdama, then Arachinami. Then we're back to the original Shaila of Torah versus Mekudesh, which is in fact the Sufik Abayda Leivshet according to the Rambam, and therefore Ezem and Shayir to Yasa. When you're talking about either or, which means it's which you have to pick your haftarah. It's either going to be Reish Chodesh or it's either going to be Chanukah. Either or, Pirsum Inisa Odif, and therefore you lay in the haftarah of Chanukah. Mashenkin in the Seder of the Kriyas Haftarah, where we're going to lay in both. There it's a shaila of Kedima, Zok Tesis, there in Achinami, we say Tadr Shene Tadr Kedim. And therefore, over here, in our case, Rabbi Isa over here, that Reb Kiviger brings over here of Asher Yotzar, versus lighting there is Chanukah. Ezem Emshi Yirsa Yasa. You don't have a Hachrola. Achro over here. Because even though there is Chanukah is Pirsum Inisa, but here it's a Shail of Kedima. When it's a Shail of Kedima, then it's Torah versus Mekudesh, which Ezem Emshi Yirsa. When it's either or, that's only fine. We find where Pirsum Inisa is out of. So there's another example, Rabbi Isai, of this issue of Tadir or Tadir not by Neris Chanukah. Now, there's a big machlokes harishen Rabbi Isai on Erev Shabbos. What should you do? Should you do Hadlokas Neris first, Hadlokas Neris Shabbos first, or should you do Neris Chanukah first? Okay, now, there's a big famous machlokes harishenim whether Hadlokas Neris Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. So if you hold that Hadlokas Neir Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos, then there's no Shaila. Because once you light your Mekabel Shabbos, you can't light Neir Chanukah. But the Rajba, the Meiri, the Ramban all hold Hadlokas Neir Shabbos is not considered Kabbalah Shabbos. And therefore they hold that you go ahead and you light Ner Shabbos, and then you light Ner Chanukah. Why? Toder v'shenet toder, toder kaidem. Aye, Ner Chanukah is Pirsum Enisa. But Pirsum Enisa only trumps when? It's a question of either or. But here you're going to do both. So Bishlam, if you hold that Kabbalah, that Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos, then you have no Brera. You've got to go ahead and light Ner Chanukah first. But if you don't hold like that, like many Rishonim don't, so then Enochinami, you can light an Erish, you should light an Erish Shabbos first because Torah Shene Torah Torah Kaidem. Now with this Abaisai, this is an interesting shaila that also comes up. There's a big famous machlokes ha'paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, when do you light an Erish Chanukah? The Shulchan Aruch shita is you should light it as Shkia. The Ramah shita is you should light it at Tzeis HaKechavim. If you light it at Tzeis HaKechavim, and that's when you daven Ma'ariv, what should you do first? Should you daven Ma'ariv, or you should light Ner Chanukah? Which means if you hold, that's like you learn by you light by Shkia. So then Enochinami, it's not a shaila because I daven after Tzeis HaKechavim, I want to have Krish Mizmana. But if you go ahead and you light, you're only lighting by Tzeis HaKechavim. So what do you do then? So the Magen Avraham paskins the Misha Matlik Neiris Chanukah Bizman Tzeis HaKechavim the Yadlik Va'achachach Yispal Ma'ariv. Frechti Tshuva Shev Yaakov, which you have in the Mar Mekaymes, but it's almost illegible. That's the only. So you have to trust me. That's what he says. He says, no, you should avada daven Ma'ariv first. Why? Because Toder v'sheni Toder, Toder Kaidem. And not only that, Ma'ariv is Kriyashma, which is Deraisa. So here you have, not only do you have Toder v'sheni Toder Kaidem, but you have Kriyashma, which is a Deraisa. So again, over here, when you're talking about, when you're talking a Shaila of Kaidem, which do you first? We see from all of these sources that when it's a shaila of kedima enochinami, you do esim em sheyir tziyakim. Presuming nisa has a mila, but it's not enough necessarily to trump todir. Mashenkin, if it's a question of either or, like we have by the haftarah, then enochinami presuming nisa is a mila, which brings us, Rabbi Isai, to another very famous shaila, and that is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Tov Resh Pei Aleph Madlik in Ner Chanukah Beveis HaKnesses Kedem Havdalah. Motzoi Shabbos Chanukah Rabbi Say, what do you do first? Do you light and do you make Havdalah or do you light Ner Chanukah? Zok the Mechaber, the Madlik in Ner Chanukah Beveis HaKnesses Kedem Havdalah. You light in Shul, you light Ner Chanukah, and then you do Havdalah. Now, Zok the Ramah, and certainly at home, you should light Ner Chanukah and then make Havdalah. Now this Ramah is going to get every single Shabbos Chanukah. What do you do first? So the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin that at home you certainly should go ahead and light Ner Chanukah. What's the Kol Shekein? Because the Ramah says, because you heard Havdalah already. Now, even though you weren't Yaitzi with that Havdalah, but the Ramah says that's enough for you to go ahead and to light Ner Chanukah. As Esok the Ramah. Now, where does this come from? This comes from Rabbi Yisai from a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says, the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, and those of you who are my Talmidim that learned Arvei Pesachim by us, you know the Gemara says a concept over there, that you always ma'acher Motzai Shabbos. The reason for that svara is because shalohei olav ketuna, which means you always go ahead and postpone Motzai Shabbos as much as possible so it doesn't look that Shabbos is like a burden and you want to get rid of it ASAP. So therefore, zokti the Trumas Hadeshen, Afuki Yomer Machin, Kileish Lai Nirlo Ketuna. Therefore, the svar is, therefore you should go ahead and even though you have over here Torah Rishen and Torir, Havdalah versus Ner Chanukah, and here Havdalah is obviously Torir, so therefore it should be first. But over here, because of the svara that Ma'achin Matzoi Shabbos Kereish Lohei Tol of Ketuna, therefore says the Trumas Hadeshen, you go ahead and you light Neres Chanukah first to be Ma'achar Havdalah. So the Taz Abayis over here argues on this and says this is really, it doesn't make any sense. Because what are you telling me? You should go ahead and light Neres Chanukah. So Shaloi Hail of Ketuna. Because it doesn't look like you're going ahead and getting rid of Shabbos. And when you light the candle, what are you doing? It's obvious. You've already lit the candle. Don't tell me you're being Ma'achar, what's his name? So, you know, Blishlemo, for instance, the Gemara is Yaknahaz. Yayin Kiddush Ner Abdullah Zman. So there's a whole machlekes and psochim, all these combinations, Yaknahaz, Kiha, whatever it is. But the bottom line, we pass Yaknahaz, you make Abdullah last. Why? Shloi Hei Shabbos Lov Ketuna. That works very well because when I go ahead and I make Kiddush or I drink the wine or whatever, so there's still, I haven't gotten rid of the Shabbos. But how can you tell me that by Neres Chanukah, you should go ahead and what? You should make Neres Chanukah first and not make Havdalah. Why? Because you don't want to look like you're praising on the Shabbos? What are you talking about? You're lighting a candle. Ein locha Hatzoy Shabbos Golem Yizeh. So therefore the Taz argues, and therefore he says, no, you should go ahead and you can make Havdalah first. What do you do, Lamaisa? So Machlekes, Taz and all these other Meforshim. Zok the Mishnah Bura. In Shabbos, in Shul, you should go ahead and you should make Havdalah, you should make Hadlokas Neres first because that's the Minig. At home, Zok the Mishnah Bura, whatever you want, you can do. He's not Machriel Halacha. You can do Neres Shabbos first, in Neres Chanukah first, you can do Havdalah first, Ezimim Shir Siyatim. One last shayla, Rabbi Isai, that's somewhat of a tangent to this. Listen to Tshuvas Ponim Meiris. Nishalti b'Shabbos shoh yashnei chiyuvim. Echad avi hayelad b'Shabbos shoh leches lebeis haknesses ve'echad yortzeit. Okay, here's the shayla. And trust me, this has come up many a time. You have a guy that's a chiv. Why is he chiv? Because he had a baby, and this is his wife's first time in shul. On the hierarchy of chiyuvim, that's really way up there. A person who comes to shul the first time after his wife has a baby, I think it's number 3 or something like that. Okay, so he has to get an aliyah. And then you have a yard site. He has to get an aliyah. Okay. So what's the shayla? Which one? Who do you give to? That's not the shayla. Here's the shayla. Who do you give the first aliyah to? Which means they're both Yisraelim. Okay. So do you give one shlishi and the other revi? Who do you give shlishi? Who do you give revi for? So zok the ponim meiris umisha ha yartzeit ha yish nichbad. The yartzeit was a chosh of a person. And this younger man who just had a baby, he's just another guy. Mihu kaidem likris batera. Who do you give first? Im name a kaven de avi hayela deichel yartzeit bemich makam shiev shalikris lishneim im kain hau kaidem ol dilma kaven shehu yish nichbad vikach bada shechoshev choshev kaidem. Who you give him? Listen to Shaila. Who do you give the first aliyah to? What's the shayla? What's the halacha if you only have one aliyah? Okay, they're both levium. Okay, whatever it may be, you only have enough for one or the other, the father or the yartzeit. Who do you give the aliyah to? Okay, here I'm asking you a question. I'm sorry. I said I wouldn't. Who would you give the aliyah to? The father of the baby or the yahrzeit?
Father.
The father. So you give the aliyah to the father. So the father has kedima. So therefore, who should you give first? When you can go ahead and you can do both, who do you give? Do you give the yahrzeit, or do you give the who's choshev, or do you give the father who's not choshev? Eza Mashiach. So you lechayra, you would be tempted to say madoch when it's a question of either or. You have to give the father. So then Kol Sheni should go ahead and he should be first. Zokta Panamira is not. So here's this an example, Rabbi Isai, of when you're dealing with either or, it could be one psak. But when you're dealing with the question of both are going to get, then the question is that just like there's a concept of a todir, there's a concept of choshev. So therefore, Paskin's the point of the year is that you go ahead and that you give the choshev because you're going to give them both anyway. If it would only be either or, so then the halacha, the hierarchy is that this person gets first. But when your question if you're going to give what you're going to give both, so then just like there's a store of todir, there's a store of mekudish, there's a store of choshev. And therefore, since person the a person, and he would get offended by getting chamishi, so then in Ochinami, you give him his due. See, you know the famous joke about a guy comes to a shul and they go ahead and they give him chamishi. So he goes up to the gav and he says, "Bei uns in Stadt." Gitman chamishi to the hunt. He says, "By us in shul, we give chamishi to the dog. And you give me chamishi." So the kabbi says, "Him doich here also."
I could ask everybody to find a seat.